There you go. Just the correct way to record. Hey! Okay, so we are getting started now. We would like to welcome everybody to the candy shop again. This is our farewell episode on Facebook. We are moving from Facebook Live to Spotify as well as Anchor, where we will do our show as a podcast. So we are looking forward to everyone who has been faithful followers to follow us there. The podcast name is the podcast name is The Candy Show. And I'm sorry, The Candy Shop Talk Show. I'm talking about The Candy Show. Lord,
Candy Show.
The Candy Shop Talk Show. Also, if you want to still see us in person, you are more than welcome to follow us on YouTube and subscribe. And our YouTube, you can just go in by searching The Candy Shop Talk Show and you will find us. We're there. It's a couple of videos there already. Thank you for the likes. We appreciate it. So, what? That was you. This girl played too much, y'all. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for the likes. Yay, we get some
likes. I was just trying to see how it... Okay, so I was testing.
She was playing with this.
Apologize.
Yeah, let's pretend like people just giving us all kind of likes and hearts. Woo! We tripping, y'all. So, okay. Well, we're going to turn that down and we're going to get started, y'all.
Yes.
So, we started the show a little earlier, but we had some technical difficulties with our sound.
Yeah.
So the first,
that's why this is the last episode of on Facebook.
Yes. Because we're tired of the technical difficulties, yes. Especially with starting and everything else. But we, just a FYI, on the candy shop, we place topics inside of our candy jar. And those topics are various topics that Reese and I have come up with throughout a 2-week period. We're going to be moving to once a month, but this is a 2-week period. So hopefully we're not a little too behind when we do it once a month on Spotify.
But we still do like little
pop up shows.
Yes.
Because now we'll have the luxury of doing them from wherever we are.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to like schedule to be in the same place, same time.
Yeah.
So what we do with the candy jar is, like I said, we put the topics in here, we shake it up, and we pull a topic. The first topic that we pulled was to talk about Empire. And the reason why we were talking about Empire, we love Empire. We talk about Empire a lot on our show. But what recently occurred on the Empire show just had me in tears laughing. But they removed Jussie Smollett from the show, the last two episodes thus far. And apparently he is done for the season. He's not in any further episodes. But in moving him from the show, they keep referencing to him via phone call. And I think that's just, like, so lame, but cute in his own little way. So I was talking to Reese and telling her about how they have Cookie, like, receiving calls from him. And she keeps saying stuff like, oh, well, he's stuck somewhere and he can't make it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No. Oh, sorry. I was like, oh.
He's stuck somewhere and he can't make it here. To the hospital where they are with Andre, which is not good because he and Andre are pretty close. So to have him not there kind of sucks, you know. So Reese, what was it you said about him not being on the show earlier?
Oh, that they were thinking about putting him back on the show next season.
Okay.
Yeah, about next season, but I don't know if that's fully, you know, because I think I saw that on Dish. Mm-hmm. The Dish Network and everything, and they were talking about it a long time ago, and so I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but I thought he was gonna be in the casket, but it wasn't. So yes.
I talked to Charisse about that because she did not see the next episode, you guys. She's tired.
I do apologize.
She's tired. But in regards to the most recent episode, it was pretty shocking to see who ended up in the casket. I'm still in awe, but our lovely new son and oldest son, Kinsley, decided to shoot himself. He was really depressed about how his mother was treating him, not feeling accepted. Oh, not feeling. I got me scared too. Not feeling fully. I look at you and
I'm like, I can't run nowhere.
Well, we in a freaking huge closet. But but geez, I done lost my train of thought. I was talking about Kinsley. But he was not. He didn't feel accepted by his brothers, real brothers, mm-hmm. and his dad. And he wanted to know that his dad felt like he was his a son. Like, mm-hmm. are you going to acknowledge me as a son? So right before he shot himself, he was asking Lucius, "Hey, are you if you were dead and I was reading your obituary, how would it read? Would it identify me as your oldest son, as your son?"
Yeah.
And Lucius really didn't answer. But needless to say, he decided that he would put a gun to Lucius, up to Lucius' face, in a sense. And Lucius said, "Well, if you're going to shoot me, make sure you shoot me right here. Shoot me in the face so you can get my heart to my son."
Yeah.
And that's when Kinsley responded and said, "Every son needs his father." And he just shot himself. The mama wasn't happy about that. Then she wanted to care because she came to the hospital and tried to deny that heart going to Andre.
Andre, yeah.
Yeah. That's what would you have done in that situation if you were Kinsley's mama?
If I was her mom, I might shoot my son already dead. Go ahead and just use. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing I can do for it. I'm not about to be selfish and stingy with the deceased. If I was dead, I'm like, that's why I'm organ donor. I'm like, go ahead. Mm-hmm. And I'm dead. I'm not going to need it in the grave. Mm-hmm. So get it somebody who needs it. You know?
Yeah. And the thing is, she felt like Lucius killed him. And Lucius didn't.
No. Because she
think Lucius the devil.
Because she, I don't know, not first, when she at first came on, you know, I didn't like her. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her from the beginning. I'm like, you was just a crackhead, mm-hmm. basically.
She out of bed now. She was in the bed most of the show.
Yeah. And you're like a little crackhead that you fell to a fantasy that you wish that you was Cookie. Mm-hmm. That you wanted him to fall in love with you, but you was just a chick that was just passed around the neighborhood.
That's what I heard.
So, and it's like, so now you're poisoning your son's mind thinking that he got a deadbeat dad, but when the so-called deadbeat dad never knew.
That. He never knew.
I mean, and that, yeah.
But you know what? Let's talk on that for a minute, because in this situation, it happens so often in society where a father is not made aware that he has a child by the woman, the mother, because the mother resents the dad or is angry with him or however you want to put it, just doesn't like him, doesn't want nothing to do with him. But that's not fair to the child, because the entire time that the child is growing up, they're going to think that the dad wanted nothing to do with them at all. And Lucius made it very clear to him several times, "If I knew that you were my son and and alive, for one, I would have been there."
Yeah.
But he didn't know. He had no idea.
She came to the house too. It's how, like, what, when Kinsley was what, 5 or 6? Mm-hmm. It's like, they're like, why would you wait?
And she never said, "This is your son."
Yeah.
She came there like as if she wanted to buy some Coke.
Yeah. And it's like, you shouldn't know when you was pregnant. You should be like, "Hey, this is your child." Mm-hmm. And then even if you didn't believe, you know, you took a paternity test when the child come out. Because probably back then they didn't have the technology even they got now.
Yeah, they probably did.
I know it's TV, but, but you know, this stuff really happens in real life.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, she should have done better. And it's like, and then you'll say one thing to Lucius, but then you'll say a whole nother thing else to Kinsley.
Yep.
And it's like, she's an awful person.
She messy.
Yeah. And then when Cookie went there, you know, went in there and talked to her and everything, trying to figure out, like, okay. And this was here before Lucius even met Cookie. Cause Cookie thought that that they was messing around when they was, you know, together.
Okay.
I yeah. Yeah. And But this was way before that, that they was even together. So she just, I didn't like her. I didn't like that little white lady.
I don't like her at all. At all. Still but like thankfully, our sexy boy, Andre, got a heart. And he is good. He's going to live.
And luckily that they was matched donors. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, that was all TV. You know, reality. Yeah. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works. You don't just die over here in this room and just pass your organs next door.
No, because they got to go on a list because whoever's next, they going to get that heart. You ain't about to skip. Doesn't matter if you're right there.
Even if, okay, but what if it was in his will that, which he, I know he ain't have a will, but what if it was in his will that it goes to him?
I don't know. I think it still had to go to
a relative.
I think it still had to go through the process of that. They have to make a judgment. They got to go to like
the they didn't even test the heart. Sound like they just took it out one body and just stuck it in the other. For real, because
it's so not real.
Everybody, they did because everybody still had on the same clothes. Nobody had changed clothes.
I mean, it is quick because you got to get the organs. Our organs got to come out quick because it's a timely fashion, you know, to get certain organs. No, there's no use for them once you get to a certain time. But yeah, that is just crazy.
Wow. Okay. But that's what we have about the wonderful show Empire. And as they go through the rest of their episodes, we'll provide more updates on our opinion about Empire. Yeah. All right. So we're going to shake this candy jar up and go with it.
Next topic is level cider vinegar. You know, y'all mamas and them be drinking this every morning. Every morning, faithfully, they think it's a medicine. Well, it is kind of type of medicine.
The benefits
is very good. And it's good to be diabetic, too. You know, because some things that, you know, might be good for other people, it's not really good for diabetics. Because, you know, they have a special, because they could have glucose and everything. And, yeah. So, apple cider vinegar. I've never had, because I don't like the smell of vinegar, so I don't like the smell of it, so I know it's nasty when you get, like, one spoonful, it's like, ugh, like you just want
to throw. But you can dilute it with water.
Yeah, but still, I don't like no kind of taste. Because it has helped you lose weight.
Yes.
And,
if you take a teaspoon at night before you go to bed.
Yes.
It reduces your gut. It controls blood sugar, too.
That's why diabetics be good for them.
Yep. Let's see. What else? This is a benefit. I don't know if everyone knows this, but it also whitens your teeth if you are able to brush with it. It acts as a sheen.
I know,
but then that peroxide leaves an awful taste cross.
Yeah, I mean, every time you talk, you have to be some Listerine
after. Rub your tongue across your lip. I mean, your teeth.
No, I can't do that. No.
That has to be an awful taste. They got a cute little picture on here showing how it can change it.
Get some hydrogen peroxide, put some baking soda in this a little bit, shake it up.
And it'll do it.
That whites your teeth, too.
Oh.
It don't have, taste.
Hydrogen peroxide, but I didn't know you could mix it with baking soda. Yeah. Let's see. They tried to pop up an ad on me. Treats constipation. So for those of you who are a little constipated, they got a picture of somebody sitting on the toilet. They are a little too dramatic. So it treats constipation too, in case you need it. Like Miss Reese said, it triggers weight loss as well. Yes. If you use it unfiltered, the raw apple cider vinegar is what we're speaking of. The best apple cider vinegar that you can buy, the number one selling apple cider vinegar, is Bragg's. Yes.
They sell them at Walmart. I see a bunch of them.
So, as it relates to weight loss, it prevents the buildup of fats in your liver. Yeah. Just so you know exactly how it's benefiting you. You can also utilize apple cider vinegar to condition your hair. Would probably leave a pretty bad smell if you don't condition it with some other conditioner right afterwards. But you can use it to condition your hair. You can also use it if you suffer from having blemishes. It will create radiant skin. The apple cider vinegar will transform your uneven skin tone thanks to its excellent source of astringent. Dilute the apple cider vinegar in water, soak a cotton pad with the mixture, and dab it directly onto your blemishes. It also reduces wrinkles and fine lines. Oh. Yes. That's a cheap astringent. Let's try it. Hey.
Gotta stay young forever. Mm-hmm. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know it does this. It also says it helps get rid of leg cramps. Oh. Did you know that?
No. I always use some salt.
You say you use salt?
Just like some salt.
And it helps get rid of leg cramps?
Like, because it's cramped. Because your body is missing the salt. As I say, you drink a whole lot of water, you need to still put, you got to have a balance of your electrolytes and all of that, and your salts in your body. Mm-hmm. That's going to get cramps. Okay. And also, if you have a menstrual cramp, eat bananas, potassium.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about the bananas.
But I didn't know about the
apple cider vinegar in it. Mm-hmm. It said you have to take it with some diluted water. Yeah. Also helps with colds and coughs. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I think that was the last one. Oh, wait. Fights infections. Ooh. Dropkick infections, yeah. And the last one, because we're just doing the 10 benefits of apple cider vinegar, is, lowers blood cholesterol.
And eating Cheerios.
Yes. Okay. So, if you already don't utilize apple cider vinegar to benefit you in various ways to improve your health, remember, if you purchase Bragg's apple cider vinegar, it will definitely help you. Do this before bed tonight and burn. What? Yeah, right. I'm going to try that. It says... What?
Don't do that.
Why?
It might not work.
But it seems simple.
Is that plastic?
No, that was a cotton ball.
Oh, you also just put it, Yeah. I didn't know what that was. Sorry, you know I'm blind.
This can't be the right one. Because the other one had an apple cider vinegar picture. Right there. Do this before bed tonight. Burn belly fat.
Oh, you know if you use the, it might be a little scam.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you, you know that little cayenne pepper in the water? I did that one time. I'm not supposed to eat, but I ate. I can't skip eating.
Wait, are you talking about the sea salt flesh?
No.
With the cayenne pepper?
No, you just put cayenne pepper, cayenne pepper, honey, water.
That's it.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Well, and if you add the sea salt to it, it's called a sea salt flesh.
Uh-huh.
And it's the...
I didn't add no sea salt.
Would be running to the bathroom.
Yes, it did. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And my system already crazy in a way.
But you can lose a lot of weight with it. It's pretty much water weight and waste, but you'll lose a lot of weight.
Yes.
With it. Okay. Well, those are the benefits of apple cider vinegar. We appreciate y'all tuning in. So let's see what else we got here. Oh, do we want to talk about this now? We should actually do it as a different show.
We can do it on a different show.
We're going to do it on a different show?
Yeah.
Because then that way we'll just post it.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about Mother's Day, but we'd rather interview a couple people and we're going to post it on our podcast. Yes. But we will briefly say happy Mother's Day to all the viewers. All around the world. No, just kidding. We don't have viewers all around the world, but it just sounded good.
Well, we are part of the... No.
Part of what?
I'm going to say part of the world. Yeah. You're part of the world. Sorry. Huh? Shut up. Never mind.
We're in the world.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on Mars. Yes,
happy Mother's Day. Sorry, I had a little blonde moment. Sorry, this blonde hair.
You know what? We in the world. We live in the world. I didn't think I was an alien. Am I an alien?
We out of space, you guys.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in Mars, yes. Uranus, yes. Venus, and Pluto.
And sometimes this is like a hard time for people who lost mothers, mm-hmm. and everything. So it's a grieving process. Just got, you know, it's time heals and everything. And
but sometimes time don't heal.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Because I still miss my mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It helps that I have kids.
Yeah.
That kind of takes away from missing her. Mm-hmm. My son was born when she passed, but to have two kids, and then I go to church every Mother's Day, so that kind of helps. And then I have other people that are like mother figures,
yes.
here on earth, earthly mother figures. Yes. Yeah, so it helps. But those who are struggling, like Cherie said, with missing their parents, this may be the first year without their mom, it may be the second or the third. Those are some of the hardest years. Some of the hardest years, the first couple years. And then as you get older in age, it gets worse too. Because as your memory starts slipping, mm-hmm. and you start reflecting on the past, like from years ago, a lot of times you see elderly people, they start tearing up and crying because they start thinking about those people that are gone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
So.
Happy Mother's Day. Sorry. Yeah. Got a little sad there, but you have to bring it back up. Like a roller coaster.
All right, Sharice, you got to pull the next
one. Oh, last one, you guys. It's the one that I'm very emotional about. Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah. And pull up my notes.
Oh, I forgot that everybody's not from Georgia. So, Georgia is...
I heard about it.
Yeah, about the abortion bill. Just stupid. It's our body. Do whatever the heck we want to do with our body. So, why are you trying to tell us what to do? Okay. Y'all being very controlling. We don't do that here. No, boo-boo. Not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what the abortion bill states...
Oh, sorry. Let me pull it up.
Before we go off on a tangent.
So, we can get it to the correct...
What the abortion bill states is that basically it's banning the abortion of a fetus that is older than 6 weeks old.
That's not long.
It's not long at all. Because usually we all find out we're pregnant at 4.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks later,
in order to get all that
you
money
gotta
to
decide
abort
in 1 week, really, because
yeah.
you need a week to look for an abortion clinic you could afford.
Exactly.
But you gotta decide within 1 week whether you want to keep this kid or not.
Yes.
Birth this child, but it also threatens to imprison women who terminate their pregnancy.
You don't say it's murder. I mean, it kind of is murder, but at the same time, it's like so. Oh my god.
You want me to finish reading?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, so it threatens to imprison women if they terminate their pregnancies. It also, I haven't got down to this. Hold on. Okay, let me not skip around because I want to talk about another piece that I really think is really messed up.
So
it also
too.
Grants full legal personhood to the fetus, ensuring that anyone who terminates a pregnancy after 6 weeks, including a pregnant woman herself, may be liable of murder. Women who miscarry may be investigated. Dang, they getting serious. And charged if prosecutors believe they are reasonable for the death of an unborn child. I'm sorry, responsible. Where was I? Oh, responsible. Shoot. Yeah. attorney and fierce opponent of the bill, blah, 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 has warned Georgians about the Democratic consequences.
Dramatic.
Oh, shoot. Girl, my eyes bother me. These concepts, any less dramatic consequences. There's also, I don't see it on here, but it also prohibits you from being able to go to neighboring states.
To another state.
And getting the abortion, because then they will charge you.
Yeah. But to me, it's like, so what if the woman's raped?
She's allowed to still get an abortion.
Oh, she is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why
I have to go to my screenshot, because I pulled that up off another page.
Okay.
Because she is still allowed to get an abortion if she is raped.
Because I was like, that's crazy. I'm like, you raped, you got to force to get the child. And also, when you get an abortion, sometimes it's not
raped
always...
Raped and molested.
Okay.
Okay, so let me read it to you so y'all can hear it. It's called the Heartbeat Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That bans abortion of the fetal heartbeat after the fetal heartbeat has been detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. It does, however, include exceptions, such as to save the life of the mother, or for incidents in which the mother has been raped or the victim of incest, but only if a woman files a police report. So if your cousin or your uncle or your mama boyfriend,
They say he wants somebody in jail.
Wait a minute. Okay, so that's rape. But okay. So somebody have to be prosecuted.
Somebody.
If this does happen. When I found that part, I actually felt a little bit better about the bill. Yes,
I didn't know, so it did kind of change my anger.
Yeah. Once I saw that part, I was like, okay, well, because I work in the social service field, and a lot of the kids that I work with have been molested and the victim of incest, which a lot of them are in the state of Georgia, which I think is sick because we don't do that in Florida. But anyways, up in North Georgia, they some nasty.
Well, Florida, y'all got a Florida man do crazy stuff. So, remember that challenge, the Florida man, you do your birthday, talking about Florida man on this day. You didn't do that challenge?
What challenge?
You did that challenge on Facebook? No. Oh. Well, y'all Floridians are crazy, too.
Oh, so. Jesus. Yeah, but again, I felt a little bit better about it once I saw that. My opinion is it's a little iffy because I have too much personal stuff that relates to this where I've actually had an abortion before. And it was because I knew that at that time, I didn't need a child. Yeah. Plus, I wasn't going to tell my mama that I was in college and got pregnant. And I didn't want to risk not graduating from school and making my mama proud. Even though she passed away a couple years later, at least I was able to still stay in school and make her proud. I ended up having DeAndre, my oldest son, that is alive, which is a blessing. But, yeah, I've had to have a couple of them.
Because to me it's like, okay, so you'd rather somebody to have the child not be able to afford the child. So now you got to get...
Keywords, afford. Yeah. So many families in Georgia, these mamas, sorry, Sharice, these mamas got 6 or 7 kids, and we, the workers of the state, we taking care of their kids. And then they at home having more kids.
See, now hold up. I believe.
Now that's when we don't need no abortion law. Something need to happen to them mamas.
Because to me, it should be a cutoff limit.
It should be a cutoff. Once your ass done had 6 kids, you are able to get an abortion anytime.
Yeah, and
you can get it anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, and it's like either you get tooth burned. You're like, no, you are forced to get forced. They don't say forced. Because they try to force abortion. Not to get an abortion, but get your tube burned and buried, you know, cause you are too fertile, too fertile. It's like
way too fertile.
It's like,
And you letting the state take care of all your kids.
Yes, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't know what got them pregnant. It's ridiculous.
What got them pregnant?
Yeah.
They know what and who and where and what neighborhood.
They might not know who.
What block. I'm just playing. But it's ridiculous.
It's like...
And then they got nerd hair attitude.
Yeah, it's like... And then they want to get all these... trying to get all... Because all they're trying to get is money from the state. They don't care about the kids.
But guess what? Their kids get clothing allowances by being in care. They get food and shelter, first of all, because they're in foster homes or adopted homes and so forth. And they get free medical because every last one of them is on state Medicaid. On top of that, if you stay in care past your 14th birthday, if you stay in care past your 14th birthday in the state of Georgia, you get to go to college for free.
Shut up.
All first 4 years free. Yes. Yes. And you only got to be in care up until you're 14. So, like, if they get returned to their mama at 15 or 16, they're still entitled to that free college.
What? So, no, I'm not about the abuse, sister. I was going to say that my mom could have just, you know, just been foster care for just like for a little bit, like a year.
She could have just called him and said, I'm sick of her. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it.
And I could have got free college. Come pick
up. Get out of my damn house.
I could have got free college. Get out of my damn house. Just let me have like a year or two.
But you put your child at risk of being in. Oh, I mean, yeah. I applaud the foster parents who are in this for the right reasons and are doing it not just because of the money, but because they truly, truly want to love and care on somebody else's child. But you put your child at risk of going into a home where they could potentially be victim of abuse and rape again.
And it's not,
that's not right. Yeah,
that's not right.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I thought about it. I was like, shoot, I need to put DeAndre and Mariah in foster care then. Because we get these kids everything.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about. No, but anyway, but you worry about that, that means you shouldn't have kids. I mean, you know. So, and it's like, and also I'll say, even with this bill right here, it's like, you can't abort. Because, like, what if the child that you find out the child has some kind of illness that's going to have them to be
in a vegetative state
or being feeling feeling awful, you know, just being in pain for the rest of his life, and then life gonna be short anyway because they only have to live to age of 5. Like, why would you want your child to suffer right there? Like, put it out of his misery, but y'all will put a dang old animal out of his misery, but not no human. Y'all care about a dang old, I mean, I love animals too. Don't get me wrong, I love animals to death, but. If it was between an animal life and a human life, oh, buy animal. Shoot, I'll cook you and eat you. Like, no, I ain't got time for that. So, it's just, that's just, it's just crazy. To me, it should be the choice of the woman. It's her body. It's whatever she want to do.
And Georgia not really thinking, though, because the more women that bear children and they know they can't take care of them and be there for them, you're increasing the cost,
the WIC,
of
the,
Georgia,
the food stamps,
as it relates to them putting money into social services in order for us, and they ain't gonna put me out of business, which is a good thing, because then I'll have a job. But it's gonna increase the number of kids that are in care, and the state of Georgia has to pay for that.
Yeah. Taxpayers.
Yes. Yes. And that's probably how they're looking at it. Just like you said, they're probably like, oh, the taxpayer's paying for it. So it ain't really us. Because,
you know, all the people at the top, you know, they don't pay their taxes. You know, they find loopholes and all that stuff like that. But you put the burden on the middle class and the low class. Yeah. And it's like, oh, America's just awful. I'm sorry. And I'm saying, I live in America. I'm not American. I'm not claiming it. I'm sorry. I am not proud to be an American. That song is not for me.
You're from Pluto.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not of this world. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh, Jesus.
Like if Men in Black come in here, I'll be in trouble, okay? So.
Oh, Lord.
You know they're about to do a new movie, Men in Black movie.
Really?
Yes, it looks so good.
They're doing a new Coming to America, too.
Yeah, I heard that, too, but yes. I don't know.
I don't know how well that one's going to be.
Yeah, you can't have different actors. I'm sorry. No. It's got to be the same people. Because I can't see it. I can't see nobody.
Majority of them still alive.
Yeah. So, like, they can have the same.
They just look old.
They just be old. Yeah. Like, you have, like, when they have kids.
Yep.
You know, and then, like,
put kids some kids in there. Then that way they're not the main actors. Like with Ghostbusters. All the original Ghostbusters were in.
Them.
You didn't watch the original Ghostbusters?
I did watch the original Ghostbusters. I didn't watch the new Ghostbusters.
The new one with the ladies?
Yeah, I didn't watch
really?
It.
Really?
No.
Oh,
I wanted to see it, but
in the new one with the ladies, which ain't really new now, it's like old.
Yeah.
But in that one, all the original Ghostbusters pop up at various times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, they pop up at various times in the movie.
It's like the Shaft. Like movie Shaft.
Yeah,
they got
the original
guy.
People.
Yeah.
Yep, he shows up as like a mentor.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm like, oh. But it's so many movies that's coming out. Sorry, we just doing it on a whole tangent.
Yes.
But, sorry.
Okay. Well, that's our show today.
Facebook, sorry. It's a very long, what's that? How long was that hour? You do apologize.
Oh, shoot. That's 55 minutes.
But
damn.
The first half was
they
not.
Don't charge us.
No. The first half was not
you couldn't hear us. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why this is our last live on Facebook.
Yes.
But we're going to be on YouTube.
Yes.
And we got our podcast on Spotify and Anchor.
Yep.
Because, you know, your anchors. Sorry, I apologize. It's getting Lord. Late. So
so please, please, please support us on those sources.
Yes.
We really would appreciate it, especially on the podcast. Yes. It can actually blossom to a point where we can make revenue from it. Yes. So
we can
record commercials and stuff like that. And
So any business people, y'all can come on our show.
But they would be able to come on our show from their own home or their business.
Yes.
We would just invite them in. But we also can invite other people in. We don't even know. Once you put your topic out there, you can click on other people who are interested in talking with you. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So it's going to be good, y'all. It's going to be good.
Oh, yes.
It's for the best.
Yes.
It's for the best. We're going to miss y'all and some of the comments and seeing who's tuning in. But we want everyone to check us out.
Yes.
Check
us out. Listen to our podcast.
Yes.
You're going to hear our lovely voices. Lovely voices.
What's gonna make me laugh is when I'm riding down the street listening back to the podcast. It's funny enough when I listen back to the lives and I'm driving because I can't see it. I'm just listening. So that's gonna be kind of funny.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. All right. Yes. Well, y'all have a good night and enjoy your
Friday. Enjoy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes. Woohoo! Happy Mother's Day. And have a lovely, lovely. Lovely, lovely time.
Lovely weekend.
Yes. Shug, scare me.
That's that song. That's our jam. Y'all got to hear it one more time before we go off.
And we're not, we have no, what's it called?
No rights.
No rights to this song.
None.
I'm about to say we have no records. No, we don't have any records.
Welcome to the candy shop.
Oh, snap!
You're so silly.
Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. I take you to the candy shop. I won't taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot.
You can have it your way.
How do you want it? Do you want to lick it up?
I'm playing.
Have a good one, you guys.